connecting with your soul, truly inner child. Well, first of all, what is the inner child? When we look at the outside world, we see everything is divided by space, and especially time. And we internalize this concept of time. We think our childhood is over. We live in the present. And in the present, we are, at least I am, an adult, growing old. And yet, when I look in the mirror, I realize there's something wrong with this picture. When I look at the mirror, I see that my face, my body is getting older. And yet, behind my face, I have the feeling I am still the same person. In fact, this is the reason why I experience, why we experience the flow of time. When I look at the clock running, I have the feeling that I'm traveling slowly through time, from the past to the future. The fact that I am traveling through time means that I am, at a deep level, independent of time. My body doesn't travel through time. When I look at a picture for myself 60 years ago, I see a quite different body. That body hasn't traveled through time. So, what I want to say, and this is my point, that although our body ages, on the inside I have a core existing outside of space and time. And yet, we lock up our child in the past. And this is, of course, wrong. And people started to realize this. Hence, the concept of the inner child. We place our inner child somewhere in our body, often in the belly, and try to communicate with that. But I think we should compare a human being with a tree. The inner core stays intact, and there are layers outside, surrounding the inner core. So the inner child should be at our center. And the outer layers, all that I've learned in this life, their function is to help to radiate and transform the energy of the inner child so that it can have an impact on the world around us. For instance, the inner child may want to express music in this world. It wants to create beauty. And this is a talent. But of course, you have to study music, learn to play an instrument. And yet it is very important that when you do this, the inner child stays in the center. When it's no longer in the center, something else must be in the center. And this is often, these are often energies and ideas around us. And then we use what we have learned to express ideas and concepts, not of the inner child, not of ourselves, but of people, of the society, of our parents, for instance, around us. And this is, from a spiritual point, an unnatural flow. So, you have two steps. First, place the inner child in your center. And then realize that in the center of the inner child, a beautiful, timeless light is shining. And this is the light of your soul. And the key issue is that this light only starts to shine, the light of your soul, in the inner child, when the inner child is placed in your center, in your core. As long as the inner child is in your belly, you have there a frustrated child. A child that is not happy. A child that may be in pain, is angry. The natural place for the inner child is at your center. Only there can your soul shine through the inner child. So to place the inner child in your center is making contact with your soul. At the moment you realize at the deepest level, I am my inner child. During the process of growing up, of living and learning in this world, outer layers have surrounded the inner child, just like a tree, but the core is the same. And these outer layers have a function. They are interface between the inner child and the world around you. Because the world of the inner child is the world of the soul, where energies are quite different. At the level of the soul, all the energies are love-based energies. While in this world, most of the energies are fear-based. And fear tells you there is something outside of you and it's threatening you. So fear creates space and threats and enemies. It divides everything. In the world of love, everything is connected. When you love someone deeply, you get a feeling of oneness. Fear creates space and opposition, even enemies. Love creates oneness, connection, harmony, and of course, happiness. And Now, when we take the concept of fear, which we have internalized in this world, the first victim of this fear is the inner child. And because of this, you suppress it. It is wrong. It's naive to be a child. You have to adapt in order to survive. The natural playfulness and happiness, the easy way that children connect to each other, it should not be in this world. It's not allowed in this world. It's naive. It creates troubles. Children are not very good workers. They want to play, to create, to be happy, to enjoy life. This is the natural way to be for a child. So, in order to overcome this fear, to overcome this world based on fear, replace the inner child in your center. And at the moment the inner child is in your center, you will see the light of your soul shining in the eyes of your inner child. And you will feel, hey, this is my light. And this light is just a ray from the infinite sun, the infinite star, traveling to the universe that I call my soul. And now we are going to do a meditation to feel this process, to restore the inner child in your center, and then see and feel the light of your soul shining in the eyes of your inner child, and then feel, hey, this is me. This light is my true self.